Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. We got, I got something I want to talk to you about. I've got, there's a topic that's been on my mind for a while now that I've been doing some work on, and I've been doing some writing about it and some studying about it, and I think it's something that, it is something I want to share with you. You know, we're all trying to save money. We're all trying to cut our costs. And another thing that we've all got to be doing is getting ready for whatever's coming next. You know, I don't know. We're definitely coming out of this recession, and we're definitely heading toward an expansion. But nobody knows how long it's going to take to get out of the recovery mode, which I think we're in right now. We're entering the recovery mode. And we're a ways away, I think, from anything we'd consider an expansion. But I think that's on the way. And so what we want to do, what you and I need to do, part of our challenge right now, we've got two things we've got to focus on. We've got to, number one, make sure that we continue to survive this coming out of the recession into the recovery. But we got to be ready for the expansion. We got to be ready to go when the expansion happens, which is going to be in a year or two or so. And so one of the things that I want you to be thinking about is your computer systems. How are you organized? How are your computers organized? How is your processing power, your data backup, your program delivery system, your security system, your overall backup of the global backup of all your data? How is all that being managed right now? Well, if you have a peer-to-peer environment, that's a term I want you to know if you haven't thought about it before. Peer-to-peer environment, let me tell you what that is. That's when you have a different PC, a different personal computer, either a desktop unit or a laptop. You have a different one on every desk, and they have their own operating system, their own programs, their own files, their own, you know, email server, email account, the whole thing, the backup, the security, everything that person uses resides on that unit sitting in front of them. And everybody has the same kind of a situation. And the only connection between those two units is perhaps a local area network. If you've got more than two or three, these days with the internet, most people have some kind of a local area network, either wireless or hardwired, connecting their computers, which serves the computers, the internet. So you've got a router of some kind, maybe two. You may have a wireless and a wired router somewhere in your building that serves the internet to those computers. And so that's your local area network, if you didn't already know that. And that's a good thing. If you've got this is a good thing. Even if you're peer-to-peer, having a network like that's good. Now, the problem with that kind of a situation, there are several challenges with it. Let me back up and say why that's why it's been a good thing for you and for me too. This is how we grew our business. I started my business in 89. I had one computer. I hired a new employee. I bought another computer. I hired another employee. I bought another computer. And before long, you know, we had the local area network and all that kind of thing. But it was the way my business grew, just like yours. And so that it's not just that it's good. It's not whether it's good or bad. It's the way we did it. It's the way we grew. And so because we all know how to buy a computer, put it on a desk, turn it on, load programs on it, and sit some in front of it and say, go to work. We know how to do that. That's easy. We don't have to hire anybody to tell us how to do that. There's no brain damage. There's no rocket science to it. You just do it. Plug things in, turn things on, and bada bing, bada bam, you're working. So that's the default system that most of us have. Peer-to-peer computer platform, environment, whatever you want to call it. System, whatever. Now, here are the negatives. Here's the downfall to that. Number one, every computer is typically... Now, there are some systems that are exceptions to this, but they are the exception, and they're pretty complicated because we've tried it here before, and it is complicated. But all those notwithstanding, every unit, every PC is responsible for its own security. So you got to have a different security license, a different McAfee account, a different whatever system, whatever security company you want to use. You got to have a different one of those to secure your computer from threats from the internet. When you're surfing, during email, et cetera, et cetera. Every one of those computers have to have their own backup. So all that data that your employees are creating at every one of those workstations, you got all that independent files decentralized out of these different machines. All those have to be backed up individually, because if you have a hard drive crash or a lightning strike or something like that, then you've lost all that data. You've lost, who knows, days, months, years of work if you don't back it up. But you've got to back, and you can do that. You know, we have the capability to do that now. You can burn it onto a CD, et cetera, et cetera. But how vigilant, how dedicated are your people in doing that? My experience has been things fall through the cracks. It doesn't always get done. And then if you want to grow, let's say you got five workstations and you want to grow to a sixth one, then what do? You go, because of what you've got, you go buy a computer, put the new person in front of it, and you build all this over and over again. So there's another way of doing it, folks. And in the old days, to convert to that system was a fairly big deal. It was a pretty big rigmarole. And it required wiring and a whole lot of a pretty good bit of brain damage, but that's not the case anymore. And I'm talking about a server environment. The peer-to-peer relationship that you have between your computers is a decentralized system, and you have to manage it each individual location. A server-based system is centralized, and you can manage basically one location to serve all these other workstations. Now, there's a lot of good news out right now that I want to tell you about. We'll do that right after these messages on how to convert from peer-to-peer to server-based and why it might be a good deal for you. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
But when you're walking down the street and you ain't had it.
The Spencer Davis Group. That's... singer coming up here is Steve Winwood. You know the great singer Steve Winwood? Well, he was 17 when he recorded this. That's him right there. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're rocking and rolling. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. We've got lots of stuff there that will help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. You can read, listen, ask questions. Check out my blog, subscribe to my newsletter, lots of stuff there. 1,500 plus Brain Trust members are the geniuses in our Brain Trust who make up the largest community of small business experts on the planet. So I hope you check that out, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. I'm talking about, folks, it's just you and me, and I'm talking about the difference between a peer-to-peer computer environment. Well, you've got PCs on every desk, and they don't basically don't talk to each other, pretty much. And that's a decentralized type of system in your office, in your operation. And then we've got the other situation, which is a server-based system, which is a centralized type of system. Now, as I was saying when we went to the break, in the old days, meaning like about 2 years ago, 3 years ago, it was a real, pretty much of a major commitment. I mean, you had to really have a lot of pain in your other system to go to a server base, because, and you had to need a lot of high level, big time capability to convert to a server. And you had to, and it was expensive, frankly, because you had to have a lot of support, et cetera, et cetera. Well, guess what? That's all changed now. There are companies who have created black boxes, basically. They call them appliances. And it's a box with a server in it, but also there are other things. See, typically a server, folks, only has a hard drive and an operating the motherboard, the CPU, central processing unit, just has that in it, and all the other capability is on the desktop, right? Well, an appliance, this appliance that they're selling now, and there are several companies that are doing it. It has a lot of different capability in it, and it's basically plug and play. So here's the thing. You've already got PCs on your desk. No problem. You get to keep those. You're already wired to the router that's serving those PCs with the internet, so you're already wired. No problem. You don't have to change that. So what you do is you buy one of these appliances, and they're going to cost you, loaded up with software and all the stuff you need, probably going to cost you $2,500, $3,000, $3,500. But the beauty is it's basically plug and play. You plug it into the wall. You plug your network into the back of this appliance. You turn it on, and probably in 30 minutes or so, all your PCs are talking to this server. They're connecting to the server. So now what does this mean? This means that from that one server, you can serve all those PCs with one license, one program license for software. You don't have to buy a different software program every time you add a new computer. You've already got that one license in that on that hard drive, on the server. It means that all the data on those PCs and all the ones that you create from there forward is on the hard drive of this server in the appliance. It means that the security goes through that server and you can manage it all in one location. Now you don't have to throw anything away. You don't have to rewire anything. Wireless, wired, it doesn't matter. These work for all those systems. So for you do have to make an investment. It's going to cost you $2,000-$3,000. I don't know how much, depending on the company. And IBM Lotus Foundations has one. iOmega makes one. I think HP makes one. There are a few more out there who make the software and the hardware. And so look into this, folks. As you grow, before you buy your next computer, when you hire another employee, before you make another investment of software, for hardware or software for that matter, look into one of these appliances. Contact a local small business computer company. They'll say something like computer consultants or something. It'll sound like that. Find one of those companies, have them come out and tell you about and ask them for that. Say, I want to talk about server appliances. And one of the things that you can do is you can convert your telephone system to voice over IP through this server, through this appliance. That's another feature that you can get. You can cut your telephone bill, cut it out, perhaps. There are a lot of efficiencies, a lot more efficiencies. But the main thing that you're going to like about this new system, if you go to it, is you're going to be ready to grow a lot more effectively and a lot more efficiently as we recover into this next expansion. So something really important to think about. I want to help you not only survive right now, but I want to help you make sure that you're ready for this next expansion. So think about the appliance. Think about the server appliance as a way to centralize your data backup, your security, the purchasing of programs for your employees to use, and just think about it. And by the way, the maintenance on these things is very low. In fact, they can diagnose a problem remotely and fix it from wherever the person is. They don't even have to come to your office to fix these things. So think about it, folks. Think about the server appliance, and convert from a peer-to-peer environment to a server-based environment. In today, folks, in the 21st century, small business owners don't have to get big to be server-based. We'll take a quick break. We got our good friend J.J. Ramberg joining us right after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, having more fun than the law allows. Arriba, 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 arriba.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.